SpaceX just filed its first earnings report as a public company. How to read it without the hype? SpaceX went public earlier this year and has now filed its first quarterly earnings as a public company. A first report after an IPO draws a lot of attention and a lot of hype. Here is what one actually shows you, what it does not, and how to read it like the document it is rather than the event it is sold as. The simple version. SpaceX sold shares to the public earlier this year and has now filed its first quarterly results as a public company. When a company this closely watched files its first report, the coverage tends to be about the story and the stock price. The report itself is a plain financial document, and reading it as a document tells you more than the headline about the event does. The numbers. SpaceX priced its initial public offering at $135.00 per share SEC Edgar, Form 424B4 prospectus. The company filed its S-1 registration statement on May 20, 2026, and its final prospectus, the 424B4, on June 12, 2026 SEC Edgar. The report filed August 4, 2026, a Form 8K and a Form 10Q, is the company's first quarterly results as a public company SEC Edgar. Revenue of $7.8 billion for the quarter ended June 30, 2026. Up 92% from $4.1 billion a year earlier, SEC Edgar, Form 8K Exhibit 99.1. Net loss of $541 million, against a net loss of $1.0 billion in the same quarter a year earlier, SEC Edgar, Form 8K Exhibit 99.1. Net loss per share, basic and diluted, of $0.09. Against $0.34 a year earlier, SEC Edgar, Form 8K Exhibit 99.1. Adjusted EBITDA of $3.5 billion, up from $1.2 billion a year earlier. This is the company's own adjusted measure, not the reported net loss above, and the two are not interchangeable, SEC Edgar, Form 8K Exhibit 99.1. What a first post-IPO report actually shows. The core of any earnings report is two things: how much money came in revenue, and whether the company kept any of it profit or loss. A first report as a public company is the first time those figures arrive with the disclosure requirements that come with being listed. The number to hold up against it is not the hype. It is the private valuation the company was quoted at before, because earnings are where that valuation either starts to be justified or does not. Why the stock can move for reasons that have nothing to do with the report. New public companies usually have a lockup period, a stretch after the IPO during which insiders and early investors are barred from selling. When it ends, a wave of shares can hit the market and move the price regardless of what the report said. That is why a strong report can be met with a falling stock and a weak one with a rising stock. The price move on the day is often about supply and expectations, not about the business. Adjusted versus reported. Watch for two versions of the profit number. The reported figure follows standard accounting rules. The adjusted figure is the company's own version, with certain costs removed to tell a cleaner story. Neither is a lie, but they can differ a lot, and a newly public company has every reason to lead with the flattering one. When you see a profit number, check which one it is. This quarter is a worked example of all three at once. Revenue came in above what analysts had modeled, and the loss was smaller than the year before, which reads as a good report on both lines that matter most. The stock fell after hours anyway, as attention moved to how much the company is spending to build. Revenue was $7.8 billion against $4.1 billion a year earlier, and the net loss narrowed to $541 million. The ownership literacy lens. This is not a distant story if you hold a broad index fund. As a newly public company grows and qualifies, it can enter the indexes those funds track, which means you can end up owning a slice of it without ever choosing to. That is the nature of index investing. You hold the market's bets, including the newest and most talked about ones. Understanding what you own is the point here, not making a trade. Read the filing, not the headline. Revenue, whether it makes money, and what management says about the year ahead matter more than the first day price move. What this means? Now that the report is filed, the useful questions are simple. How much revenue, profit, or loss, and what the company says about the months ahead. The first day stock reaction will be loud and is the least informative part. The filing is the signal. The price move is the noise. What this is not. This is not a prediction of SpaceX's results or its stock. This is not advice to buy, sell, or hold SpaceX, any space or technology company, or any index fund, and it is not a recommendation for or against investing in newly public companies. This is not an endorsement or criticism of Elon Musk, SpaceX, or any company, person, or political position associated with them. The IPO figures come from SEC filings and the quarterly. Sources: SpaceX Form S-1 Registration Statement, filed May 20, 2026. https://www.secgov/archive/edgar/data/1181412/0001628286026036/space-exploration-technology-htm. SpaceX Form 424B4 Prospectus, filed June 12, 2026. https://www.secgov/archive/edgar/data/1181412/0001628286042639/space-exploration-technology-htm. SpaceX Form 8K with the second quarter 2026 earnings release as Exhibit 99.1, filed August 4, 2026. https://www.secgov/archive/edgar/data/1181412/0000162828026052515/earningsreleasec22. SpaceX Form 10Q for the quarter ended June 30, 2026, filed August 4, 2026. https://www.secgov/archive/edgar/data/1181412/0001628280265255/SPCX 20,260,006